Almost finished up.
Here's the paper trail. I can't remember what it was.
Well, Mark said that you have birthdays so that you can grow. Mm-hmm. And Ross said that, no, that wasn't true. You had birthdays so that, what was that about your age, Ross?
So you can show your size.
So you know
how many years old you are.
So the kids will know your size is what he said. And then later he said, later he meant corrected it to, they know how many years old you are. Today is April 7th. Ross, that maybe that it's okay, birthday can make you grow, and he said maybe that's like something like a curse. And I said, a curse? That's Dracula talk.
And then what'd you say, Ross?
Well, that's okay. Some people, it's like with God. Some people believe that God is alive and some people don't. Why is that a curse, Ross, to believe that?
Well, I don't know, something nicer.
Something nicer than a curse?
Mm-hmm.
Curses are pretty horrible, right? So it's not as bad as a curse. What is it then?
Is it bad at all?
It's not. It's kind of,
I'm not sure he knows what he's talking about anymore.
Like some people,
I think some people believe in curses and some people don't. Some people believe in God and some people don't. And some people believe that birthdays make you grow and some people don't. I see.
Like I don't.
Well, come on over here. I want to ask you another question. Okay?
Oh, what he means is it's a matter of opinion.
I know. I understand. It's a matter of opinion. I got it. Ross, can you tell me any other things that are like that? Some people believe and some other people don't.
Some people believe in the devil, some people don't.
Okay, let's think of some more.
Some people believe in Dracula, some people don't.
Okay, what else?
Some people believe in Frankenstein, some people
don't. The devil is real.
How about Star Wars?
The devil is real.
They know that's a story, right?
Yeah.
You don't think there's some kids that really think that Star Wars is real?
What?
Do you think some kids think that Star Wars is real?
No.
How about Derek?
No, he's not that stupid.
Okay. Are there any kids that are that stupid?
Kind of like.
Which are the most stupid kids in the world? Andy is the most stupid kid in the whole world?
Not most.
But, who is
he? He believes that Star Wars.
He believes in Star Wars. Why do you think he believes it?
I don't know.
That's strange, isn't it?
And everybody else. It says attack track like this.
Uh-huh. Let's see.
Attack the track.
And is that right or wrong?
Attack the track.
Attack track?
The
attack the track.
And that's wrong, right?
Attack the track. Yeah.
Yeah, that's wrong. They don't know the right way to say it.
No. Attack the track.
Attack the track. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was showing some animals to Martin. He said, well, you know what, we never had him. And I said, well, you didn't have this one. You didn't have this guy. No, he said, you know what, we used to have this one. And I said, well, you didn't have this one. And then he said, either we didn't have this one. Anyway. These guys eat flesh. That's your skin. He's talking about dinosaurs.
Mark, he's drinking his milk. And what happened? What did you say? He said, so what? You don't have to drink it faster. You can drink it with a straw. What?
So what? You can drink it faster with a... You can drink it in a row or something.
Faster. You don't have to drink it in a row. What does that mean, Mark?
You won't have to do it too much times.
What? The milk?
Drinking your drink that you have all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that you...
We can serve these. I'm just holding that
one. People drink.
Cucumbers, because I can't eat them without food.
Said I was just looking at him if he had how much I really had. In other words, this is referring to Ross had gotten some cookies, and I told him, Marky, those are Ross's cookies. That yeah, I was just looking at him, and he said what I said. I was looking at him to see if he had as many as I had been given before. Came up to me and said, "Here, Dan, I found this when I was going up the stairs." And he handed me a nickel. And Ross said, "What is it?" And Marky said, "A dime or something." You know, set up with his toys and pretty ponies in one box, and he says that she's the big pony because she ate five and the other animals ate five, but she got bigger. And he said, "You know why we're doing this?" And I said, "Why?" He said, "So pretty pony can't break out." I see. Is she trying to break out?
Yeah.
What is she trying to do?
When she bends, she won't break out. No, why?
This what?
And it's stronger than the pretty pony.
The wall is stronger than the pretty pony?
Yeah, even, you know what? The shells, big shells, are stronger than the pretty pony. So they won't break when she's getting up there to get toy.
Okay, now, show me what happens in the parade. Are they having a parade?
Yeah.
Okay, what happened?
All the little guys that aren't big and can break out of the building, we'll give a reward to them.
Okay.
But she can't break out. Pony can't. So we'll all get a reward.
There's not too much rewards, then I'll have to give them some a lot of times. You mean the medals?
Too much presents.
Okay. For the parade, you mean?
Yeah, because if they've been good to the animals and didn't give them a lot, too much food in the whole wide world, they'll give the people.
I see. If they've been good to the animals and didn't give them too much food in the whole wide world, they'll give them their people, their presents, or something like that. Is what he said. What, Mark? What?
Did you know this guy bringing presents to him is Santa Claus?
Sure. Santa Claus gives everybody presents, right? Yeah, that's nice.
See, he's getting them presents even when it's not Christmas, huh?
Yeah. What a nice Santa Claus. Do you think Santa Claus is a good fellow?
I can
manage it. Okay, good. Daddy has to go to work now.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we asked Marky if we could clean up his setup. And he said, "Do you mind if it's that big?" Your mama said, "No, I don't mind." In other words, he doesn't really want us to clean it up. He wants us to leave it big.
Zipper.
You never knew there was a zipper on that?
Shirt.
Yeah, on sweaters. There is a zipper on sweaters. Just like there is
Oh, there's that silver box. Might as well give it to me. It doesn't need to sit down.
I'm taking it.
Oh, you're taking it. Oh, great.
So I'm going. Mary?
Buckle up. Yeah.
Well, there's... Is that...
Marty said to lock my door, and I said, okay, I'll lock it. And he said, because if you bonked, it would open and our door would crack, right? Yeah?
And our door would crack, right?
Yeah, our door would crack open when we if we crashed. You're right.
It would crack if a car was zooming down.
It would crack if a car was zooming down. Yeah, right. That's right, Marty. So you should have locked it, but I have locked it, Mark.
No, I mean, you should have locked it if a car was coming.
Yeah, right, if a car was coming. As you should lock it whenever a car comes, right? You know, the incorrect use of the past conditional. Well, at least discourse-wise incorrect. Marky?
What?
What other things are people supposed to do so they can stay safe in cars?
Kids can't.
Yeah, I mean, you mean kids can't.
Kids
yeah.
Have to hold hands, but they can't go out farther.
Kids have to hold hands, but they can't go out very farther. What? Oh, they can't go out without their father, is that what he said? I'm sorry, not without very father, without their father. Why can't they go without their father?
They'll get run down.
Yeah, that's right. And what other things about staying safe?
You should never hit someone.
You should never hit someone, right? With a car? You mean never hit someone with a car?
Yeah.
Right.
And never hit someone with a strong hand.
With what?
What?
Never hit someone with a strong hand?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What? My hands, I can even shake a giant.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's very important. You shouldn't grind your finger, and you shouldn't drink too much wine.
You shouldn't ever try to get a doll if it's way up higher than where it is.
Right, you shouldn't ever try to do that, right?
Yeah, if it's on a wet shelf.
Because what will happen if you get the doll?
It will break and fall down.
Right.
It will
break
and fall
down on you. Right.
Only big people can get it, right?
Right.
Only big people
can get it. Okay, hand. No little. Only big people can get it. No little people. Marty said, do you still have extra gum? And I said, yeah. Let's see it. And I said, you're going to see it later. And he said, I'm not going to see it later. I'm going to have it later. I just finished buying some gum for him at Sears. He's eating one of them. And he wanted to get the other one before he finished the first one.
I'm going to look at.
Come on, Mark. You know what? I think a bird was up on the light and it fell down and it got died. And he said, isn't that sad? And I said, are you sure it was a bird? And he said, yeah, it was a bird. Are you sure it was a bird, Mark? Are you sure it died?
I don't know.
Where did you see this?
When he was on the light.
Oh, I see. Poor bird. You say you can't see stuff very good in the light, right? Why can't you see it good in the light, Mark? Why can't you see it well in the light?
Because it shines
too much. Yeah, I know. So you can't see it. Maybe the bird wasn't dead. I hope he wasn't dead.
Well, it fell down.
It did?
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't a bird.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was. How do you know?
How do I know?
Yeah, how do you know? Maybe it wasn't a bird. You don't know if it was a bird, right? He said this doesn't feel kind of hot anymore. This is referring to his gum that he's chewing. Our third store, and I said, yeah. And he said, when are we going to our last store? And I said, well, we're going to the cobblers and the tailors, and then we're going home. And he said, but there has to be a fifth store. And I said, yeah, of course, there always has to be a fifth store. You know, being kind of silly, I just said that. And then he said, yeah, and there has to be a fourth and a third. What else does there have to be, Marky? What other stores do you have to have?
Nine.
This is the way it works. You go ninth, fifth, first. And I said, you mean you go to the last one first? You can't do that. You have to go to the first one first. And he said, so what? You can do it another way. What way do you do it, Mark?
You can do it one more way. First, last, second, ninth.
First, last, second, ninth. Yeah?
Fifth.
Fifth, ninth, that's good.
Told Marky that he had to finish his milk if he was going to get any more cookies. And he said, so what? You know why I just had to save some? So I could get some more cookies. Is that why you saved some?
No, so you have to put some more milk in
it. Oh, right, no, that's right. You know why I saved some? So you'd have to put some more milk in it. Anyway, he uses so what just sort of to be just argumentative, basically.
Okay, I think I had enough.
You think you had enough? Okay, why don't you go take a rest now, okay? You can go do some, you can do mindstorms or drawing.
And blood comes out of it?
His lip is, Marty said, his lip is blood color and his
whip.
His whip is blood color and blood comes out of it. Where is his whip? Which one is the shark?
Huh?
Which one is a shark?
This is a shark.
And what's the other guy called?
He's Meaton.
What?
Meaton.
Meaton?
Yeah.
Boy.
Meaton's a mean, isn't he?
They're both horribly mean.
This guy is a good whale.
Oh, he's a good good killer whale?
No, this guy, did you know? This is a bad one.
That's the bad one.
This is a good guy.
Right, that's right.
So
pointed to this little whale-like, shark-like creature. He said, "No, this is the good one. No, this is the bad one." And he got confused. Which is the good one?
Wait.
Yeah.
This is better. This is good.
This is the bad guy, and this is the good guy. Okay, good. I said, Marky, you want to play Mindstorm? He said, sure. And he went in there, I'll put it on. He went in the room, he said, I'll put it on. Do you want the sound? And I said, sure. He said, it's on. Now he's playing the game. And they're playing Mindstorms. If I don't win, I'll be faggy. You know what faggy means? It means really, really mad. The maddest one in the whole wide world. And he shot the minesweeper and said, hey, I shot the crazy guy. He calls that the crazy guy. Now he got into hyperspace.
Now
he said,
it's my turn again.
I got into hyperspace. Now it's my turn again.
I got into hyperspace.
Watch out, Mark. He's coming. Oh, Mark. Darn. You want to give Daddy a chance now?
Yeah.
When Joy was over, I was doing, it was so funny. I was doing Cut Moon and Full Moon. Yeah?
No, I was doing Half Moon, Full Moon, Cut Moon.
Really?
And they were turning to things.
Turning into Jedis and werewolves?
No.
Come on, pee-pee time.
One time they turned to an Ewok.
Who did? Who turned into an Ewok?
Lassie turns to Ewok and werewolves. And I forget.
Okay, you have to go pee, Mark. Come on.
Okay. I gotta go pee in my...
Who is this? Who are you talking about?
Well, this is not easy for you to pick up.
What is that?
But, she can pick up this much things, this much axe that daddies have. He can pick up, he can pick up 5 and 5 axes that daddy can. How much that?
Really?
He can pick up 5 axes. Five and five axes.
You mean 10?
Huh?
You mean 10?
Can.
10. Pick 10.
10?
5 and 5 make 10.
Mm-hmm.
He can pick up 10. 10. He can pick up 10 axes.
Who is, what is his name?
He doesn't have a name.
Well, what are you talking about?
He's just a creepy guy.
A creepy guy?
You know what?
Yeah.
He steals, he even steals food when they're not home. Even when they are home.
Mm-hmm.
Even when people are home, he steals food when they are home.
Really?
And you know what?
What?
He just, you know how he steals food?
Oh.
I mean, how he steals food without making noise?
No.
He doesn't wear shoes.
He doesn't?
No.
I see. And he walks with bare feet?
Yeah.
What is his name?
I said he doesn't have a name.
Oh, where did you see him?
On the movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what could he lift besides all the axes? You told me he could lift other things.
You know what? Where he lives?
Hmm.
Up in California.
Up in California?
Yeah. He lives up there.
You mean the Hulk?
Huh?
Is this the Hulk?
No, he's not. But because the Hulk isn't the strongest one in space. Because he doesn't live up there.
I see. So this one's called the Monster.
No, he doesn't have a name.
How can you not have a name?
Huh? He just doesn't have a name.
What else in the world doesn't have a name? What else is there that doesn't have a name?
Well, let me think, what else doesn't have a name?
Are there any cats that don't have names?
Yeah.
What are they called?
One is called Tichu.
And she doesn't have a name?
Yeah.
Yes,
that is her name.
That is her name?
Yeah.
Well, are there any that don't have a name?
Well, that's the only guy that has no name.
Mm-hmm. In the whole world.
He doesn't have... Well, let me talk. And you know what?
Okay.
You know where... in the old days, they used to kill people.
Who did?
The creature that could pick up everything in the world and the space and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He used to kill people in the old days.
Mm. He could pick up everything in the world and the space and stuff. Is what he said.
Can I have a kiss?
He said that Coke had a lot of sugar in it, and I said, I'm sorry. He said, don't say I'm sorry. What did he say? I like it when...
I like a lot of sugar.
I like a lot of sugar. Right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, now go to bed. To me, I always keep my underwear on. And then he said, you know what, Mom? I always keep my underwear on, addressing it to Mommy.
No, I always keep my underwear on.
That's what I said, Mom.
Not under arm on.
I didn't say underarm, Mark.
Everybody keeps their underarm on.
Yeah, everybody keeps their underarm. You can't go anywhere without your underarm on.
No, yeah, I said,
because that's your a part of your body.
I said this thing.
Oh, is that what you said, Mark?
Oh, no. Your body, huh? No. My nice. Underarm.
Oh, that's gotta be this.
No.
Well, you showed me it.
Mark, get dressed for bed.
Under layer.
Mark.
What?
No, not your underarm. Get in bed, Mark, with your underarm. Put your underarms in bed. Put your underarms in bed.
Sure, man. Put your underboots in bed.
Boy, bad time.
Party hard.
Ross said that Greystoke, all the hunters were killed except for one, and he taught Greystoke all that he knew except for the rules of the jungle. Is that right? And what else? What else did you see in the movie?
I don't know. Well, some Indian thing, people, they killed a couple apes. And a couple people.
They did?
Yeah.
Was it too scary for children?
They killed a couple people, too.
Was it too scary for children?
No.
Would you think other children should see that movie? It was too scary for Mark.
I was scared. Well, maybe Larice. Mark.
You know what?
Mark.
I was scared on my guts.
Mark.
I'm sorry.
What? Mark. What? Larice Abel is littler than you, and she can stand anything more scary than that.
But
and
you know
Jabba the Hutt is a lot scarier.
Yeah, she stood through that, didn't she?
Yeah.
She was tough.
Yeah.
You know what? I was scared through my guts on that.
What? I'm sorry.
Mark,
what?
I think instead of four, you to, Larissa Bell and me to, Meow help when maybe it's only three of us and you left out because you're scared.
Right.
And we three aren't.
That's right.
I'm not really scared.
Well, that's four.
Hey, wait. You were scared.
Five.
I wasn't really scared. I was really scared of all that big booty poofed of the haunted house.
Yeah, but you were scared of Greystoke.
Huh?
You were scared of Greystoke.
And the haunted house is scarier than Greystoke.
Yeah. Okay, time to go to bed, boys.
For what?
I said the haunted house is scared of Greystoke, and Marty said, so what? This scared me a lot better than that.
Honey, it's not as it won't be so rough if you don't think it's rough all the time.
Marky,
keep us away from fighting.
Keep you away from fighting. Okay.
I promise I'll keep that. It won't be rough.
You hold the tape recorder.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just about ready. Are you about ready?
Yes, I am.
What about the mother? Should she come with us?
Mama!
How many kids think we ought to take Mommy with us?
Me!
Huh? Yeah? Yep. Mama. What's her real name? What's her right name?
Mommy.
Or?
I want to say it my own way.
Is there another name that she goes by?
Mary.
Mary. What else?
Mom.
And? Darling.
Mother.
Darling. Okay, well, I think we have enough stuff to help everything.
Ma, Pa. Ma and Pa.
Ma and Pa.
You forgot that. Dad, you forgot Ma and Pa. Ma, Pa. Ma and Pa. Oh,
you can put that over you.
Are you belted in that?
Yeah. So am I.
Yes,
sweetheart.
I'm doing pretty good.
Okay. Let me give you a shoe. I can't
find my other shoe. You want your other shoe on?
I can't find it.
Oh yeah, you have to have both shoes. But I know they're out there.
Yeah. It could be in there.
Okay, oh, yeah. There's one. Where's the other one, Mark?
Nobody.
Oh, okay.
Where is it?
Oh, Marky, okay. When you throw up, you throw up on this big cell.
Throw up
when
you
throw up the apple, throw up all over here, okay? Promise? Can you do that?
Dad.
Yeah? What?
How could I throw up?
Okay.
Easily.
Where's my tape recorder?
Right here. No, he just threw up. Oh my gosh, it was on.